Welcome to the Marriage Podcast with David and Summer.
We're here to dive into all things marriage, faith, and family. Real talk for real couples.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Marriage Podcast with Dave and Summer. Mm-hmm. And we believe that every marriage can make it and that every marriage has a purpose. And so we are honored to come to you today. And we have had a request to unpack further the topic of boundaries.
Boundaries.
We did touch on this before in a previous episode, mm-hmm. but we've been asked again to get deeper into this because some people are struggling with boundaries with their family. Mm-hmm. And we've had the request to discuss boundaries with opposite sex friendships and what is appropriate and what is not. Mm. Boundaries. What do you think of when you think of boundaries, babe?
Well, I would say at first when I think about boundaries, before I like dived into it, I always thought like, you don't do this to me. You are not going to do this. You're not going to say that to me. And mm-hmm. that is not boundaries.
Okay. What is it to you?
Boundaries is protecting more so like how I am as a Christian. When this airs, you spoke last Sunday about the fruit of the Spirit. And so it's basically, am I a better Christian? Am I showing the fruit of the Spirit around or in this proximity of a person or mm-hmm. whatever? But when we relate to marriage, is it protecting my spouse? Is it protecting our marriage? Are we able to live out the fruit of the Spirit? And if we're not, it's not necessarily us saying, no, you can't do whatever, whatever. It's us creating an exit strategy, or it's us being proactive mm-hmm. and saying what we decide is yep. good for us and what is not good for us.
It's good. Before we started recording, you guys told me that I've already called out our sound engineer, Zane. And I mentioned him before, but I want to call him out again. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday, most Wednesdays, I preach, or whoever's preaching, we preach to the staff, we do a walkthrough, get feedbacks, and then we tweak the message and get it ready for Sunday. And one of the weeks I was doing that, we're talking about boundaries, and Zane gave the analogy of a balcony with a railing. When you have railing on that balcony, you can go all around the balcony and be safe and not be in danger. When you don't have a railing, you have to stay back against the wall if you're going to be safe. So boundaries are safety. So kudos to you, Zane. Great insight. I'm going to call you out again. And so boundaries provide safety. And on top of everything you just said, I agree that boundaries provide that. So let's dive into this.
Okay.
I think married couples need to have boundaries. That's really not the topic today, as we've been asked to discuss, again, boundaries with family and boundaries with opposite sex friendships. So family.
Okay.
This is a big one. Hmm. We talked about, we have some notes, talk about holidays, talk about just the home dynamics of how often do family come over? Can they come over whenever they want to? Like, what are we talking about here? That's an issue for some people. And money, how do we handle money within our marriage? How do we handle giving money, lending money, mm-hmm. sharing money, mm-hmm. all the things. So how would you like to start here on this one about family, boundaries with family?
Well, the one as far as like in the home, I would think you definitely need to have a conversation first. Mm-hmm. You and your spouse needs to communicate. And ultimately, it depends on the family, right? We've never had mm-hmm. the conversation about how often our family can come over because right. our family has, they want their own time yeah. with their own selves. So right. like we right. really don't have that issue. However, just to give advice or give some kind of two cents or insight, I would say that, yeah, you guys need to have a conversation mm-hmm. and discuss, you know, what you and your spouse wants.
Right.
And how often would you like so-and-so to come over or not come over?
Yep.
And explain why mm-hmm. and why not.
It's good.
And how that makes you feel and mm-hmm. how that helps your marriage, how that does not help your marriage, like all those things. What yep. do you think?
I think that's huge. I was just thinking, we have said this before, but I want to, you know, say it again, that when we get married, Mm-hmm. Our mom and dad, siblings, whoever else, is not the number one priority anymore. Our number one priority is now our spouse. For some people, that's a massive challenge. There's daddy girls, there's mama boys, there's all types of dynamics. I've heard of parents thinking they can do whatever they want, show up whenever they want, say whatever they want, do whatever they want with the grandchildren. It doesn't matter what the, you know, what their kids say. They're the mom, they're the dad, they trump all that. I think that's out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
When two adults get married, they now become a new family, and you're, you know, my number one priority, and vice versa. My parents, who I love very much, and you love them too. I love your mom very much, of course, and that's your mother. We have a great relationship with our parents, but my dad can't do whatever he wants to do. Like, he just can't come over anytime he wants to, say whatever he wants to say, do whatever he wants to do, or my mom or your mom. We've created boundaries because we have our own home. We have our own family.
Mm-hmm.
We're not being difficult. We're not being mean. This is being healthy.
Mm.
And I think that for you and I to thrive, we have to have those boundaries so you feel like I have your back and vice versa. And there's been times where you have felt like I could have spoken up more when people have said different things. And so that's an adjustment that I think every couple has to go through. Every family's different. Every family's dynamics are different. But for those that maybe have family relationships, maybe there's a bond with your family that's ongoing, you're still close with your parents, your siblings, et cetera, you're going to have to lay it out. Like, this is what, you know, me and my wife are doing. This is what we're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
And let's come to the highest point of unity and connect around those topics or, you know, around those events. And I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm thinking of someone right now who we know him, and he's having a really hard time stepping up to his mom and telling his mom no.
Mm.
And so his wife's getting mad at him and his mom, and it's escalating because someone's not stepping up and having a healthy boundary.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have this. So when it comes to family, boundaries with holidays. Our first Christmas, we got married.
Hold on. Let's stay on that topic for just a little bit. So I'm thinking of those spouses who maybe has a toxic relationship with their parent or sibling. I think this is, you know, something to pray about and talk about, but maybe they're just not allowed in your home.
Yep.
And maybe that's you guys meet at a restaurant or, you know, for coffee or something like that. If you still want to have that kind of dynamic,
that's good.
Those are some just thoughts to think about.
That's good, babe.
I know that there's, you know, there's people that I don't want in our home. And we have discussed that.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I'm talking about this more, I'm like, yeah, you know, we have actually discussed a couple of people where we're both like, no, this is not going to be good situation. And ultimately, that is okay. I think some of us feel like this is my family and you're rejecting me when you reject my family member.
How would you answer that?
And that's not the case.
Why is that?
I think it's not even necessarily rejecting. Obviously, you're not, we're not, your spouse is not rejecting you, but I think your spouse is rejecting the toxicity. Mm-hmm. Is that a word?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Of what would bring into your home.
That's right.
And so if that person changes, and you see fruit in that person, mm-hmm. and you see that person develop into the characteristics mm-hmm. of God, I think that would be a whole nother mm-hmm. story. Mm-hmm. So instead of pointing the finger to the person, really you're pointing the finger to the enemy and saying, yeah. I'm not allowing the enemy to bring chaos into my home.
It's good.
So that's just something to think about.
And I think in general, whether it's toxic or not,
mm-hmm.
I think the idea of the man shall leave his mother and father, cling to his wife, they shall become one flesh in Genesis 2.
Right.
The idea, and then Ruth said to Naomi, she said, you know, your people are my people, my God, or your God's my God.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was disconnecting herself and attaching herself to this new family, and ultimately, you know, she married Boaz.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is boundaries are healthy because when we come together with our spouse, there is a leaving.
Yes.
Could be a physical leaving of a city, state, could be just, you know, down the road. But there is a leaving that happens, And now I'm attaching to you. You're attaching to me. Mm-hmm. The family lineage, heritage, all goes with us, obviously. But now we have to have a space to cleave and bond together.
Yeah.
Something's going to be left behind, meaning old systems, wrong dynamics, maybe even, as you just mentioned, toxic people. Maybe, you know, we put them in a certain, you know, I would say place or category that we can connect with them at a certain level. But we have to be able to do all this to be able to move forward as a married couple,
mm-hmm.
and to have a chance to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And this gets blurry because we talk about honor our parents, which the Bible speaks about. It's the first commandment that has that it's attached with the promise. When we honor our mother and father, we will have long life, the Bible says. So there, obviously, we honor our parents. But that doesn't mean that our parents get to potentially dishonor me or you,
mm-hmm.
or dishonor our family. So there's balance, right, with all this. So holidays.
Okay.
Our first Christmas was
which
one
we've
to
talked about.
Was one to remember. We always went... We always would go to my parents' house for Christmas. And after we got married in June, so almost a half a year, it's Christmas time. I don't put up the
what?
Christmas tree.
You see, always go to your, what are you talking about?
So for Christmas, we would always go to my mom and dad's house. As a family, we would always, all of our family would meet at my mom and dad's growing up.
You lived in your family's.
Yeah, but I'm saying my cousins would come.
Yes.
My aunt, like we would that all come.
That was your
there.
Norm.
Yeah, excuse me. So then once we got
Before
married,
we got
we've been married,
married.
About, we've been married about 6 months or so, and I don't get a Christmas tree for us. We don't do any decorations in our own house.
Ridiculous.
I said, we're going to go to my mom's house, and Summer said, we're never doing this again. So we went out to Target. We bought a Christmas tree. We still have that tree today.
Did you say we? Because I don't remember
you
a
did.
We.
Okay, fine. You did. We. She went and bought the Christmas tree. We have that same Christmas tree today, 18 years later.
It's great.
We put it up every year with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an adjustment. I was still stuck with, we don't need to have our own Christmas because we have my family Christmas.
There was no conversation.
Yeah, that wasn't
as
good.
Far as us going to his parents' house for Christmas. I don't remember really even having a conversation about a tree. Did we?
No, I don't think.
I think it was just like, this is what we're doing. And quite frankly, I was very shut down in our marriage at that time. So for me to even, what? For me even to bring
Jesus
up
helpless.
Like, well, honestly, I don't remember me having the thought, I need to tell Dave that I don't like this idea. I didn't have that thought. So that's why I mean,
you do
I was
now.
Really shut down. Like my emotions, I didn't even feel that. But I knew, but there, it was something there. So,
yep.
Anyway.
So, we need to talk about holidays. We still go over to my mom's. Sometimes we've gone to your family for different holidays, but we have our own holiday. We have our own family Christmas, and that's important. I know that may sound basic to you, but I had to learn that lesson. What else would you want to say about holidays with boundaries?
I mean, it just goes back to what's the best for your marriage, mm-hmm. and if your spouse is working, say, Christmas Eve or whenever the holiday is, or, you know, is it possible to move Christmas outside of actual December 25th?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a possibility? And I'm pretty sure, you know, your family will probably give a lot of pushback. But just because your family gives you a lot of pushback does not mean that you should just go along with it. If
right.
your spouse is saying,
yep.
no, I can't handle this. I can't do this. Then you need to fight for your spouse. You need to fight for your marriage and say, we're not going to do this. It shouldn't be your spouse saying,
yep.
no, we cannot do this or we can do this. So
it's good.
I just know that that is a hard ask because this is a routine that you were raised in and, you know, and this is your time to be with your family, but you mm-hmm. got to understand
yep.
you, this is a new transition and, or a season, and you are cultivating your own family. You're cultivating
yep.
your own tradition.
That's good.
And so, yeah, I think your spouse and your kids and grandkids, when they come, you know, they will really appreciate that.
So with our home, we talked about here boundaries with, we mentioned this, the idea of how often do people come over and visit? Can they come over whenever they want? Really, in our culture right now, kind of a sad thing, really, it's almost rude now to just stop in. When I was a kid, I remember people just stopping by our house from the church or wherever, no announcement, just, you know, pre-announcement, just showing up, hey, knock on the door, hey, kind of talk. Now, it's that would be almost, we would consider that to be rude. It doesn't really happen anymore. But still, this could be talked about. I think that our home should be a safe place, and there can be boundaries in our home. There can be boundaries what we allow in our home. we have standards in our house, particularly about alcohol, about different things. So we have the right to say we don't want any alcohol brought to our house. We don't want these type of things brought into our home, whatever that is. We don't want this type of joking. I remember my dad one time, we had a relative over, and he started, we had dinner with him, all of us together, and he started telling bad jokes. And my dad just said, stop, we're not doing that here. Don't, and he cut him off. You have the right to do that. This is your safe place. This is your home. And I think when it comes to our mom and dad, when it comes to anybody, we can say yes, no, please come, you know, let us know ahead of time, you know, whatever that is.
Sure.
And that's okay to do.
And even if you're going over someone's house and you know that certain jokes, events will take place, you can decide, okay, we're only going to spend 20 minutes here and then we're going to dismiss ourselves, or we're not going to go at all.
Yep.
So,
and I would also add to that too, for our family, obviously we're interracially married, but you know, couples that are interracially married, that are not, doesn't matter. When I go, I don't think we should push trigger buttons on purpose to solicit hot conversation. Like, to me, like, if we're going to talk about a divisive topic, like if two people see things different, politics or church or, you know, whatever it is, parenting, spanking, et cetera. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to go to someone's house who maybe likes our president, dislikes our president, and then say the opposite just to get something going.
Get them riled up.
We don't know. When we come together as a family with our friends, let's enjoy each other. I think we should talk about those things, but can we have a setting that's set up to at least have a best outcome as possible? I think sometimes things are brought up in boredom or just maybe just to get aroused. That's not needed. Let's enjoy each other. We can agree to disagree. We should have hard conversations, but for me to just to do that, I think it's a mistake. Boundaries with family about money. How would you say to this about just money in general? Of course, we have to have a budget within ourselves, but you brought this up, and this was asked to us about how do we lend money to our parents at, you know, just keep doing it? Is there no, yes? How do we handle this? What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I think, again, you got to have a conversation with your spouse to say, hey, I do want to lend some money to a family member who is suffering. How do you feel about that? Are you okay with that?
Right.
You guys are one. Like, you cannot, I just don't feel comfortable with you giving our money to someone else without me knowing and without me having any input. That's just out of bounds.
What you just said, though, is huge. You said our money.
Yeah.
I talked to someone the other day, and I encouraged them to stop using the phrase my money, her money.
Oh, well,
it's kind of our. But I'm saying it starts there, though.
Yeah.
It starts with you and I. If you're going to have your money, then you can come to me and say, I'm going to give my money to my mom. I'm going to give my money to my brother or whatever. And, okay, but we have the belief in our house that obviously she has her clothes. I have my clothes. We obviously have our own things. Please understand what I'm saying. But it's our house. It's our money. It's our family. It's our kids. It's our life together. So I've really given up the right to say, this is my money. I'm going to do what I want, whether you like it or not. We don't operate that way. I think that's not a healthy way to operate long term. And I think we need to have an hour. Now, please note, some people have had trust broken.
Yeah.
Some people are dealing with different scenarios that maybe having their own money is needed for a period of time. I'm not here to answer all those scenarios or address all those scenarios, but I would say in general, it's our money, which then empowers us to talk about our money and the decision that we make together.
Sure. And I think, and I don't know, it could change, but I feel like I saw something like on social media where it's natural for the husband to be the breadwinner. And so it's like entitlement of, and maybe that's the wrong word, but it's like, you're supposed to provide for me. And so if I have my own business or I get promoted or I get a bonus and it's like, oh, well, you know, then this is definitely for me. And I will say, I remember before I worked here at the church, and I think I got a bonus, and I don't know, maybe it was a bonus, I don't remember, but I just remember having some money and I was like, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And it wasn't like it was thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, but I just remember like not having that conversation with you as I'm sitting here talking to you. So it's not
my God, come on now.
It's not like, you know, I've been all our money. But I do think that that is something to discuss, because you're right. It's our money and we need to have that conversation. So yeah, I've been in conversations with spouses where the other spouse's family members, unfortunately, really like pull on their family member and they just go along with it, and the other spouse doesn't like it. And I don't know if that's really a conversation that they've been able to have. And so I think you really need to have that
conversation. You have to have it. I think we should always be there for family. We should always help family. We hope that family would help us if we needed that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I am not my family's bank.
Right.
And if a family member, quote unquote, makes it success, you know, in success, has means, has income at a higher level than the other family members, make it out of a poor situation, make it out of a bad situation. I think there's always an indebtedness to our parents, to our family. Of course, you're ever going to bless them. But that doesn't mean I owe them as the family bank.
Right.
It doesn't. You know, I can help. I can be a support within boundaries, but I don't necessarily become the bank automatically because I've made it. That's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, I believe, a recipe for long-term success.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot to unpack here with family. Let's go to boundaries with opposite sex friendships.
Yeah.
What do you want to start on that?
Where do I want to start? Well, one, you guys need to be on the same page. Is your spouse...
That's a garage door opening. We're going to keep rolling. Okay. Go.
Okay. One, you need to be okay with, is your spouse okay with this opposite sex to be a friend?
Yeah.
So, you know, again, it just always starts with communication. And if so, then what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that could be, I mentioned to you earlier, you know, it could be like social media post and say he has his shirt off, he's on the beach. You should not be liking those posts or commenting on those posts,
right.
You know.
Totally.
Like those are little things like that.
Yep.
You shouldn't be, you know, when you're frustrated with your spouse, again, if your spouse is okay, if they feel like you can talk to this person of the opposite sex, to me, the boundary is you don't want to get past you don't want to get into an emotional affair. So if you're frustrated with your spouse and you're trying to talk, should talk to the same sex, friend.
I would never do that.
Yeah.
I guess, no, we're not telling you what to do. We're just saying what we would do. I would only consider that as if I had a female counselor that's professional, then that's obviously, or a male counselor for a female.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand that. But really, to me as a Christ-centered family couple, I need to talk to a godly man
right.
about our struggles. You need to talk to a godly woman mm-hmm. about our struggles, or we talk together yeah. to a female or a male.
Right.
But we're in this together, and I'm just protecting myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think affairs start mm-hmm. with conversations.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they start. They start around the water cooler at work. They start around a little text, a little chat. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm not doing good.
DMs.
You know, DMs. My wife's, you know, we're having a hard time. Oh, really? Tell me about it. You start talking. It's innocent at first. Then you start opening up. Then you're connected. Now you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to reel that back in.
Mm-hmm.
So really, that's when, to me, opposite sex friendships are a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to have boundaries and clarity and really set that up. So to me, now that I'm married to you,
mm-hmm.
If I really, we really don't have this, mm-hmm. and but other people do. So, but I would say I do work with ladies here at the church.
Mm-hmm.
A few of them, we've been with them for over 20 years now, pastoring together, doing ministry together. They were in our wedding. They've seen all, each of our kids be born. So we have people in our lives that we have connection with, but I'm not, I'm going to talk to them with you. I'm not going to connect with them just in a way that is just them and I. We're just, no, mm-hmm. I'm going to set myself up for them to be protected, for me to be protected, and that we move forward in a right manner.
Right, right. And like, I'll give you this one little scenario. My husband was at home. He was cutting the grass. I was with our daughter at a gymnastics event with all the family members. I was connecting with the couple who attends our church. Unfortunately, his foot is in a cast. And so it was raining really hard. And I was going to help him. I was like, do you want me to help you? Because his truck was right there. And I was like, you want me to just help you as far as like, I'll hold the umbrella to get to your truck. And he was like, yeah, that'd be great. And so I did that. And then, and his wife was right there. But later on that night, I was just like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
And so I text her and I just said, hey, I'm sorry. I should have had you use my, because she didn't have an umbrella. But I was like, I should have had you use my umbrella and you walk your husband out. And she was great. She was like, girl, I wasn't even thinking about walking him out. You good? But even just that, like, I'm just very careful mm-hmm. in those kind of situations. Like, I don't want mm-hmm. any appearance of evil.
Yep.
And I want to honor my husband. And another thing with the opposite sex, too, is, you know, you're not going to degrade your spouse.
Right.
You're not going to put down your spouse really to, you know, the same sex or even opposite sex.
Yeah, good.
But I just think that that's something that we should not be doing at all.
That's right. And so we want to encourage you, again, to wrap this up. We can talk more about this, and this may be a request again. With opposite sex friendships, we want to encourage you to think about a communication, being in a group, being in a collective group, maybe you and your spouse and your friend. Really want to think about you hanging out together in a group setting with friends. You're different now. You're married.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different situation now. It's not like it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I talk to? We talked about talking to, for me, a godly man, for you, a godly woman, setting ourselves up for a win. Transparency, hiding nothing. There is no text message. There is no DM. There is no hidden
secret conversations
on Messenger.
Yeah.
There's no emails. There's nothing there that I have to put in a special spot app to hide, because she can go through my phone at any time and there's nothing I'm concerned about with her seeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would encourage all of us to live.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same passcode. Our kids know our passcodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know my passcode. This is totally open for anyone in my house to go through it because I have nothing to hide. That is massive. We want to encourage everyone to think about that. And then we also talked about alone time. Really shouldn't probably be in cars together.
Right.
You know, this
no
may sound
trips.
Old-fashioned to people, but I'm not going to go on a trip with a girl. No, I'm not going to do that.
It's weird.
I'm really going to watch flirtation. I'm not going to flirt with people, even if it makes me feel good about my ego or vice versa. I'm not going to engage in that. I flirt with you. You flirt with me.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not flirting, we need to discuss that, get help about that, and help mm-hmm. that happen again. But we don't do that with, you know, people, not our spouse. we have emotional boundaries, and you mentioned social media boundaries. So mm-hmm. just want to encourage you, be safe, water your marriage, nurture it, mm-hmm. have friends that are females for me, you know, for guys, have friends that are females and males, vice versa for, you know, the wives, but be safe, have boundaries, enjoy the balcony, so to speak, but let the boundary protect you and thrive in your marriage and in your faith. So please like, subscribe, and share this podcast. We'd be honored if you did so. We hope you enjoyed it today. Let's keep going one step at a time. God has great things for our marriage, and the best is yet to come. See you next time.